It's time for Living Your Purpose, a motivational and inspirational podcast with Peter and Joyce Nielsen.
Hey, everybody, it's Peter, and welcome to Living Your Purpose podcast. My lovely wife is not with us today, but she will be back. And, you know, here we are in the month of May, and we're just racing to summer. So many people are freaking out where they're wanting to get in the best shape for swimsuit, for just going outside with less clothes on. The weather is beautiful outside. So I wanted to go over a couple of must-haves and things that you should do for even, say, the next 3 weeks to kind of set you up to have the best, you know, Memorial Day, the best June for 2024. And if you're the first time watcher or listener, if you like what you see, just press that subscribe button below. We appreciate you. Every Thursday, this goes live. And the first thing on, if you're looking to take your winter coat off, literally and figuratively, then you need to do a few things. So I may not be someone that you're going to love at the end of this episode, but I'm telling you, from the 30 years that I've been doing this kind of transformation business, there are a few things that I'm going to talk about that may be hard for you to swallow, so to speak, that will make a huge difference. And the first thing I want you to do is start out at ground zero. So I want each and every one of you to weigh yourself, whether it's this evening or tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning's better. As soon as you get up, go to the restroom and then weigh yourself. Take your measurements, you know, from your forearm to your bicep, your chest, your waist, your hips, your thighs, your calves, even your neck, and weigh yourself. And put that over, you know, and document that. Start a journal. And then one of the first things that I would recommend everyone to do is to do a detox. And a detox, I have an amazing detox. You can find us on social media under Peter N. Nielsen. And just put detox, Peter N. Nielsen. You'll see it come up. There's a video with my wife, her making this wonderful detox drink. I also have the recipe for it. So that's the first thing that I want you to do for the first 7 days. And then these other things that are do's and don'ts are probably one of the hardest things for you to possibly get into your eating regimen or eliminate from your eating regimen. And the first is take away all dairy. I know that's going to be very hard for a lot of you, but if your goal is to facilitate lose excess body fat, then we need to take care of the saturated fat and the cholesterol that is in the dairy, whether it's your cheese, whether it's your dairy milk, whether it's any kind of dairy that you're dealing with. If you eliminate that, that is going to help you immensely. Saturated fat is an irritant. It causes inflammation. Too much saturated fat increases the risk of heart disease, increases clogged arteries by raising your triglycerides and your LDL, your bad cholesterol. So this is a no-brainer. The other thing that I want you to eliminate so that you can be that best version of yourself in the summer of 2024 is actually white flour. And there's no nutritional value in white bread, in white rice, in a white bagel, in white bread. There's nothing that's good about it. So what you need to do is take that out of the equation so that your pancreas is not going to basically increase more fat and insulin, where you get this surge, you crash, and then you burn. Because there's no nutritional value in simplex carbohydrates, you need to utilize that energy or it's going to be stored as fat. So I would replace, if you must, I would replace your dairy with non-dairy products such as your rice milk, your macadamia milk, your almond milk, cashew milk. There's so many different types of non-dairy healthy milk that are fortified with D3 and calcium, magnesium, that has zero saturated fat and very low calories. So that's something that I would highly recommend. The other thing that I would recommend, if you're looking to be that best version of yourself and you've been in a stuck mode or pattern and you want to get out of it, is eliminate alcohol, even just for 30 days. And what it does is, and you know, I've heard all the studies, I know the studies with my education, you know, resveratrol increases the HDL, it's in red wine. Well, guess what? Dark grapes, purple, black, blue grapes, purple grapes, all have more resveratrol antioxidant than alcohol. Alcohol will only cause your body to basically then get in trouble when it comes to accumulating more fat. And for people that are just thinking about making that choice, is that alcohol has got 7 calories per gram. It's closer to fat, which is 9 calories per gram. Protein and carbohydrates has got 4 calories per gram. So if someone is looking to facilitate excess body fat, they could skip a couple of meals, still have a Long Island iced tea by the pool or for lunch. They just drank their second dinner. It's so caloric. You got 5 different liqueurs, 5 different alcohol substances in a Long Island iced tea or margarita's got a few. And all it's doing is it takes 3,500 calories to lose or gain 1 fat pound. So if you just eliminate this trigger to increase your insulin, to increase your fat, to increase your calories, you're going to be doing wonderful. So again, I just mentioned a few things that you should eliminate and do. Definitely detox, and I will put together that recipe and put it on in the comments below any one of these, whether it's YouTube or Spotify or SoundCloud, iTunes, we'll put it on there. The other thing is to eliminate dairy, which is an irritant, to eliminate white flour, which has no nutritional value. These are important things to do. When it comes to what I said about white flour or white rice versus whole grain, you know, like say brown rice or a yam or sweet potato versus a white potato, it's night and day, or a white piece of bread versus a piece of whole wheat or multi-grain bread. Very different. Zero nutrients and abundance of nutrients. So these are simple choices that you should make. The other thing, if you're looking to be that best version of yourself for swimsuit season coming up in June, is that what you want to do is you want to eliminate soda pop. I mean, in one 12 ounce, and now we giant size to 16 to 20 ounces, but in just 12 ounces, there's 150 empty calories, not one, not five, not seven, but 10 teaspoons of sugar in that one can. If a person drank that one innocent can of soda pop, which is 150 empty calories, and did that for 365 days, 1 year, they just gained 16 pounds. Where do you want to wear that? The choice is yours. So it's so important to be diligent at the breakfast, lunch, and dinner table when it comes to really being that best version of yourself physically. The other thing that I would highly recommend, and it goes on what I was talking about, not have the white flour, is let's take it one step further, is eliminate starchy carbohydrates, which are more dense, more caloric, after, say, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And what that's going to do is keep an honest person honest, because your body can only utilize 300 calories or 75 grams of carbohydrates within a 90-minute period of time. Anything more is going to be stored as fat. So if you had a baked potato or, say, a bagel, they're both about 300 calories, 75 grams of, say, carbohydrates, and you put, say, butter or you put jam, jelly on that bagel, anything more than that 300 calories, good, bad, or indifferent, is going to be stored as fat. Done deal. So you need to think about it. If you're having, say, a baked potato, a yam even, it's healthier than a regular baked potato, and you're having it, and then you wanted to put, say, some fibrous complex carbohydrates, you're in the mood for some grilled asparagus. It seems innocent enough, but if you already had your quota for carbohydrates, which is 300 calories or 75 grams of carbs, within that 90-minute period of time, those asparagus, whether they're 100 calories or 200 calories, 150 calories, zero fat, they're going to be stored as fat energy because your body can't absorb all of that. There's just a certain point, even with protein is the building block to muscle. Your body can only utilize 30 to 40 grams of protein within, say, a 2.5 hour period of time. Anything more, no matter how you skin it, grill it, you know, white meat, the whole bit, it's going to be stored as fat. So if one chicken breast is, say, 27 to 32 grams of protein, and you're having two, because say even you missed lunch, now you're having over 60 grams of protein at one given time. Half of that, 30 grams of that, is going to be stored as fat. Even if you cooked it perfectly and you skinned it, you grilled it, it's the breast, it's not the thigh or the wing, it doesn't have any skin on it, it's still going to get you caught up and have you go backwards because you're not being diligent on knowing portion sizes. So these are such important factors when it comes to looking good, feeling good from the inside out. The other thing, if you want to speed up your metabolism, and I've said this, my golly, for decades, is that if you want to truly speed up your metabolism, then you want to make sure you drink half your ideal body weight in ounces of water each and every day. Don't drink large amounts of water, H2O, while you're eating, because it can literally waterlog and not make your body absorb those nutrients because you've drank too much water. So wait 15 minutes prior, don't drink during, and wait 15 minutes after you're eating to drink large amounts of water. These are important factors. And while we're talking about H2O water, make sure that while you're exercising, you drink 3 to 4 ounces of water every 15 to 20 minutes. These are all quick, easy tips that you can do right now. You don't need any expensive, bulky equipment. You don't. And when it comes to exercise, which is the beautiful, you know, partner made in heaven when it comes to exercise and nutrition, is that you should be doing 5 consecutive days of walking or cardiovascular training, riding your bike, elliptical machine, a recumbent bicycle, jumping rope. 5 consecutive days, 45 to 60 minutes each session. You can accumulate that, journal it, 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes after lunch, 10 minutes after dinner, before bed, another 10 minutes. Before you know it, you've reached that quota. But just make sure you journal it, you document it, because it only takes 3,500 calories to lose or gain 1 fat pound. Think about this. Everything I just said, if you work on eliminating or burning, doing the both, eliminating some of the nutritional triggers and adding some of this cardio, if you just burnt or eliminated 500 calories from your eating regimen every day, your lifestyle every day, times that by 7, 500 calories times 7 days a week, that's 3,500 calories. You just lost 1 fat pound without it, without even trying, without it even hurting. So these are all valuable, important things. I mean, when you live in the Midwest or you live in cold climates, you know, 9 months out of the year, you're wearing a lot of long sleeve clothes, you're wearing coats. And a lot of people freak out, you know, here in May because the weather's starting to break. The April showers are bringing May flowers and beautiful weather. And what ends up happening is you start revealing your flesh, whether it's going on vacation or sitting by a pool or going to the YMCA or going to the beach, playing ball with the kids, and you're not liking what you see in the mirror. And all I can say is that be the CEO of your own body. Take control. Make these simple changes that will make the world of big differences. These are just simple tweaks that you can do over the next few weeks. I'd love to hear from you. If you have a question, you could go to peter@peternielsen.com. You could go to my social media platform, Peter N. Nielsen, and just leave a comment, whether it's on Spotify, YouTube. The YouTube you can find at Peter Nielsen or Peter's Principles. It's right there. I have hundreds of videos that hopefully will educate and motivate each and every one of you. The reason why I wanted to do this was that these are things that are like brushing my teeth. It's just every day, it's just part of my routine. Okay, I'm going to stay away from white bread. I stay away from old bread. I actually roll up my thick turkey breast and put some baby spinach leaves in there. And love it. You know, it's so important. But if you make these small little changes by having enough water, eliminating white flour, white bread, white rice, from your eating regimen, try to eliminate your dairy. I'll leave with one more, and I'm not going to be a popular man here. But for 1 month, eliminate beef. I mean, I haven't had red meat on a consistent basis for almost 35 years. Over the last 3 years, I've probably had red meat maybe 9 times, 10 times. And it's grass-fed, or I have bias in. I haven't had dairy products for 40 years, okay? So I love the way I feel, and I have an incurable condition called Crohn's disease. And still, I have tremendous quality in my life. Because what do I always say? You are what you eat. So make better choices. Not only will you get healthier from the inside out, but when you do look in the mirror, when you do get out of the shower, you're going to start liking the image that you see, because by making these little tweaks, you're going to see big changes. I hope that each and every one of you have an amazingly blessed coming week. And I look forward to seeing you next week. And until then, I hope that each and every one of you, especially people that are just tuning in for the first time, truly find the purpose that you're here on planet Earth for. That's what this podcast is all about, living your purpose. I believe with all my heart that God born us on purpose, to live on purpose, to live a purposeful life. That will be part of our legacy. I know after two near-death experiences that God could have taken me out in a heartbeat, that I'm still here. So I know that my work is not finished. And part of my purpose is to help you find yours and to trigger some impulses on the inside to spark a fire that will turn into an inferno, to give you the desire to want to be that best version of yourself. That's what it's all about. At the end of the day, it's about living a purposeful life healthy. You can't do it unhealthy. And loving and being loved. And there's nothing better than feeling good about yourself from the inside out. And that's how we have a quality-filled life. That's what my hope, that's what my prayer is for each and every one of you. Have a blessed week. Until next week, I'm Peter Nielsen for Living Your Purpose Podcast.